4 CPA Mobile.
4NGU.
4NGU KB4 CPA Mobile. How you doing there, Dr. Phil?
Just about a mile from the house. Bought a TV for my parents over the weekend, or they bought it, and got that thing set up. So we're trying to learn a little bit about that, but it's a monster.
Do they have like a spectrum or something where you have to program the remote to the TV?
Well, this remote seems to control the rest of their stuff. So, no, we didn't have to do any programming. I might, before it's over, I need to read a little bit more about it.
Mother-in-law, she's always wanting the TV. A box moved or something. If you move a box, a cable box, you have to program. You have to either take that remote with you, but you still have to program it to the TV. So, and, you know, they have a list of codes that you can try. They usually have like five or more. And you just try one until it programs. And sometimes it can get rather frustrating. I have had to call Spectrum and get some help.
It can be fun. I've had to do that when I bought a Universal remote and tried to mate it with the TV. But this one was, you know, came with the TV, so it worked. But I bet they can see this one. It's 86 inches.
So? Oh, me. I tell you, that is a big honking TV. Where'd you get it?
Got it at Costco.
Oh, good for you. Tell you what. Well, I'm play tennis tonight, surprise, surprise, but I'm in a USTA league, and tonight was a practice night, and we're going to try and practice Saturday as well if it's not raining.
You said the other day that it was the first time you had to sign up. Did you say USLTA? But whatever, what ranking are you? Or have you been ranked yet? I know you're pretty ranked, but have they given you a number?
Funny. The pro here at the sports club said I'm a 3-0, so. And that's, I think all the guys that are playing are 3-0s, so. We're pretty evenly matched.
Got a ranking like, you know, number 400 in the world or something like that.
They rank people in my bracket. You know, it's like we're in like a 45 and older or something. You know, I don't even want to know. I don't have that many fingers and toes.
Got my phone in the floor, and I shouldn't have had it in my lap while I'm driving anyway.
Poor CPA. Well, yeah, I'll do that. I set it in my lap or kind of between my legs, and I'll forget it's there, and I'll get out of the car. And usually I'm either knocking in the floorboard or it goes down the side of my seat between the seat and the side of the inside of the car there, which is a real tight place. And I'll get in the house, and then I'll go, oh, where's my phone? But I just keep everything in my tennis bag now. I mean, you know, tennis shorts and pants, they don't have back pockets. So it's a pain. I mean, you can't. If I have to stop somewhere, 90% of the time I forget my wallet. I have to get back out of the car and get my wallet. It's a pain because they don't have rear pockets.
How's that new racket doing?
The nylon strings aren't holding up very well though. There's several of them that look like they're getting ready to break. I don't know what's going on with them. I'm gonna take a picture of it. Well, I'm gonna call Tennis Express and then if there's any kind of guarantee or anything, warranty on the strings, because I've only had it for about 3 months, and it shouldn't be doing that. But if they warranty it, then I'd send it back to them, and I really don't want to do that. But anyway, we'll just see what happens. I need to call them.
Cat gut.
Lord knows. I don't know what it's called. They're just white. The ones that go across are white. They're some kind of nylon or. And then the ones that are vertical are a different string, and they're kind of bronze looking, and it's called a hybrid because of that. But man, it's just like night and day hitting with it in my Bambalot, and I can play so much better with it. And it's a Wilbur 108. So, anyway. And, I mean, it'll be the last racket I need to buy, because I can just, keep having it re-strung.
The grip on that thing, do you know?
Yeah, it's just about any size. I have a 4.5-inch grip.
Mistake I made when I bought that Davis Classic is the grip with the diameter of it was too small, and it would be easy to twist when I would really hit it well, unless I was just really true on center with it. That's the only thing I ever regretted about that racket.
When you're gripping the racket, you should be able to lay your index finger between your finger and tip of your fingers and your in your hand, and that's the size grip that you need.
All right, my friend, I'm home, and I enjoyed it. And you hang in there. We'll talk with you a little bit further down the log. W4NGU.
Good to talk to you, and have a good evening. And try to behave if you can. And we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4 CBA Mobile.